Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name's Richie, and I'm here with the Flophouse Podcast crew, Dusty, Tony, Ryan, Jimmy. Hey, guys. You know, we made it past the summer heat, and I'm thrilled. In Phoenix, it's kind of all about the temperature change, but I miss the days of changing leaves, you know, frosty mornings and just cloudy days in general. So tonight, we're going to cover the fall season and sweater weather. So to that end, let's lay wood in the chimney out back and butter our hot buns in the oven and, you know, throw a sweater on with no pants and run around the front yard. It's fall, baby. How's your week there, Jimmy?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I met a listener this weekend. It was pretty cool. We were at a watering hole and having some appetizers, and a woman that I've met before came up to me. She's like, "Your podcast is great. It is so funny." She said the life hack one. She said she even thinks about plastic on furniture and she starts laughing. So she said she loves what we do and she's spreading the word. So I want to just thank Alyssa F. So that was awesome of her to give us compliments.
Thanks, Miss F.
Good to hear.
That is great.
That is awesome. Yeah, and she didn't even roast us. That's awesome.
she still has time. You can write in. We'll get you directly into the mailbag. So don't hold back, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Nobody else or Elise.
Lisa.
Thank you.
Speaking of compliments and roasting, since I missed last week, your guys' roasting sounded more like a lot of admiration for my behind.
It was a little homoerotic.
Yeah, it was.
Well, wow, Dusty, we just like to accentuate your good parts, and you know, that's all good.
Your hair and your butt. Dusty, take it as a compliment. You look good in baseball pants.
Yeah. The other thing that AI post you did, Ryan.
Yeah.
How come the three of you that are, we'll say, follically challenged, had a full head of hair, and somehow I had less hair.
Had way more hair. Did you see how long your hair was?
Yeah, but my forehead was bigger than it actually is.
You know, AI just does it. I don't pick it. AI just throws it on there. I didn't want hair on my head, and it put a little poof of black hair. I didn't want that.
I thought that was a yarmulke at first, Ryan.
That looked like a yarmulke.
It did. 100%. Yeah. That is awesome. I was thinking about last episode also, and what I kept coming back to was Ryan's hitman for pets. And Ryan, I think that's something you need to run with, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan, if one were to, how do I say this without incriminating myself? If one were to inquire of the service of a pet hitman discreetly, how exactly would that, how would one go about that?
So, you know, the dark web, right?
Okay, yeah. I've heard of it.
So if you use the address amp.gov, you'll find that once you're in the portal, the dark web portal, it's KMP stands for kill my pet. .gov stuff. So Rich, you say, you know, I should run with it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that has already.
It's ran.
It's right.
It's done run.
Yeah, might be happening. And I like the idea, you know, we were chatting about this, Rich, and I like the idea of the simultaneous kill shelter.
the full-time kill.
Yeah,
full-time. Non-for-profit shelter.
Combined with. Them.
Yeah. I say you go ahead and combine that business in like, as a side, sell beef jerky.
Just so the listeners know, we do love our pets. You guys,
I love my pet episodes.
But having said that, Ryan, there comes a point in time when you have a pet and you see this thing, you see the poor thing just suffering, and it kills you. It really eats you up inside.
The white carpet.
Yes, yeah, and you have the messes to constantly clean up, and you know, the family wants to keep the pet around. So I, well, we'll talk off the air because I need to, I don't know.
When their tongue starts to hang out the side of their mouth, you know, that's when you give me a call.
So if somebody needed those services, what kind of deals do you run?
Yes. Do you have like a gold or platinum?
Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. We definitely have those. Is that what you're talking about? Like just the
different packages?
Okay. Yeah, we got twofers.
Could you make it like run away, or what would you do? How would you do it?
It's totally, yeah, so it's great about it. It's so flexible. You can have different packages like drowning, suicide, you know, hit by a car. But that's our least popular package because people don't want their pets hit by a car. It's usually they die in their sleep kind of thing. Yeah. And that's an easy one. Yeah. You know, we have bucket loads of cyanide, and it's, you know, you practically can't even tell.
Ryan,
I love my pets.
So ethically though, Ryan, from an ethical standpoint,
talking about ethics. Okay.
So
changing gears.
I have a pet, but it's a young pet and totally healthy, but I kind of just resent it. I resent the pet. So is that something you'd still consider?
Yeah, no. So the prices get a little higher when you're talking about young, healthy pets. We do add on because that is a moral, ethical bridge we have to cross. And that does reflect, you know, more money in the long run.
The other thing is you can't drown a goldfish. So what do you do with those type of pets that are in like an aquarium?
Hey, that's an easy one. It's a quick one. You just take a blow dryer right up the gills and then drop them back in. It looks like they drowned, but they didn't, obviously. Yeah,
you're onto something.
I know a lot about it. But technically I don't know much.
I understand. I see where you're going with that, Rob.
That must make marketing really, really difficult. But yeah, it does. Okay.
It sells itself, Rich.
By the way, our new sponsor.
AMP.gov. All right. We're getting way sponsor. Off, guys. Okay. Shame on all of us.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That went dark.
That went dark. No pun intended.
So how was the rest of your week, Ryan? Anything else going on?
Well, yeah, I got, I like the dad of the year is out the window for me this week. I helped my daughter, you know, she had to launch a rocket with an egg for her science class, like a 2-liter bottle thing. And it was a miserable failure, just blew up the egg inside. And I was really big on, I bought this forest moss, and I just told her forest moss is going to be the new way for eggs, get rid of plastic, you know, and it's all organic way to contain eggs. And I really stole her on it, and it was a failure to the greatest heights. It was terrible.
Ryan, I have a question, Ryan.
Yeah.
Were the eggs free range?
You know, that's a great question. And I'm thinking they were, because they were. No, actually, the thinner the shell is, the more domesticated, right? The thicker shell is more free range. So, yeah, I think they were like domesticated.
Okay.
You know, so because the shell was very thin. It was almost.
Yeah, see, it's not even your fault. It was a thin, thin shell.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it, Ryan.
I'm not. I mean, he texted me back and just said, "Dad, it broke all over the place." It's like, oh, man. But then I went, so what'd you learn? You know, you have to take that positive spin on it. So what if it's 80% of your grade? What did you learn?
So it's like playing the Beastie Boys Eggman when you picked her up from school.
I wish I thought of that. Oh, that's a good one.
It's like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Learning opportunity.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, great, guys. Let's get moving on to today's topic. And, you know, I'm going to throw it over to Tony and we're going to kick things off. Thanks, man.
Well, you know, as the leaves start to change and the seasons change and we enter this glorious time of year that we call fall or autumn, what comes to mind? And when I say autumn, besides that voluptuous autumn lady that we all know and love, the season I'm talking about, not the girl Autumn, but the season Autumn. What comes to mind for you guys? What type of what does it drum up inside of you when autumn and fall come to mind?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a much shorter podcast since it's the wrong autumn I was thinking about.
Yeah. I know, Jimmy. I was thinking of when they said fall. I was thinking of slip and fall. I thought we were going to do like our best slip and falls. And yeah, all right. I feel you, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I traditionally kind of think what everybody else thinks about during the fall, you know, Starbucks and like the newest flavor of latte. That's where I get kind of sentimental a bit. And
coming from Seattle too, right?
Richard? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I love those lattes. Anything with cinnamon, you know?
Mm. You like the pumpkin spice?
Yeah, I do.
What was Rich? That seemed a little hesitant. Like, Rich, you can be honest with us. We've known each other we've all known each other for a long time, Rich. You could just come out with it. If you're not a pumpkin spice guy, we're not going to judge you.
Or if you are, don't think we're going to make fun of you if you are.
Well, we might, but that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. You know, I think Liz stopped listening to the podcast a while ago. So let me go ahead
and the rest of our lives.
Let me go ahead and bring this up. You know, Trader Joe's has everything pumpkin spice. And when that comes into my house, I get sick of it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about having all you guys over for the Trader Joe's gluten-free pumpkin spice pancakes that come out.
I would be a taker on that.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to
the original guys he was going to ask. All their husbands are not going to let them go.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something that crosses my mind, and this gets a little deep, so bear with me. I might shed a tear here. October, and the trees are stripped bare of all they wear. What do I care? October. And kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, but you go on and on. That's what I got to say about fall.
Wow. That was beautiful. Was that Walt Whitman?
Now another deep thought.
Come on, guys. You gotta recognize those lyrics. Come on.
Is that Walt Whitman?
No. I thought Tony would just jump on that. I know it's the way I read it.
Well, the way you read it, some people are gonna think that they switched to NPR.
Exactly. Thank you, listeners. That was you too, October.
Yes.
That was only, and I didn't realize the song was so short. That was all the words in that song. It's mainly musical.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, Ryan, I was going to go a different direction than you went. I was going to be like, every time October comes around, I get this great regret because some of us celebrate sober October. And I just, it's like, oh God, here we go. A month where I have to deal with reality without any aid of any kind. So here we are, sober October.
Oh, it's hard for you, Tony, huh?
Hey, I'm drinking my hop water and my you know, so
good for you,
Dustin. Yeah.
If I seem a little agitated this month on the text threads and stuff, it's, you know,
I guess Dustin gave up.
Dustin, it's Dustin, only October already... What day is it? It's October 4th.
Dusty failed on the 4th, man.
Dang, Dust, at least make it to like the
I was gonna try and do it, but I'm like, well, I probably drink on podcast days.
Okay. I'm in for that. Well, it's sober October, but podcast days.
My brother does sober October, and he does dry January, which are my birthday's October. Our other brother's January, so apparently he only drinks on the month of his birthday, but not ours.
Interesting.
I look forward in fall, living here in Phoenix, to turning the air off and opening the windows finally and having a lower electric bill.
Ah. What is your electric bill in Phoenix?
Over 300.
Wow. Dang.
Whoa.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, besides sober October, I do love football season's back around, you know, everybody gets back out on the gridiron. And I really liked when Rich sent those pics of Friday Night Lights the other night. That was cool. And Ryan sent the pics, and it's like, I went back through my photo album and I was looking at, you know, when my kids played football and my daughter cheered too. And I was like, dang, I love this time of year. I miss it. As far as that goes, you know, I really Friday Night Lights. And I sent you guys that text, you know, God, I miss those days, man. MHS, you know, the stands all full, running out on the field to a little thunderstruck. That was good times, man.
Running through the paper signs.
Yeah, yeah. The cheerleaders held the paper sign. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. So that's love that about this time of year. And ironically, in California, it was starting to get cool. And then today is like there's this heat wave going on this week. So it's like I see Ryan with his sweater on. It was like 95 here today, which in California, I mean, I know you Arizona guys, that's cool for you guys, but oh man.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah, it's dipping into the 60s here in Phoenix, which is freaking awesome at night. Nice. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, it is supposed to be 100 tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Forget the sweater weather.
Yeah.
You can put on your tank tops, your wife beaters. Can you say that anymore?
Actually can't.
Oh,
no.
They're called wife tank huggers now.
Wife huggers. Ryan. Oh, sorry. Wife
huggers. No, are they really? Is that really a thing?
Somebody just made that up.
That is awful.
Dude, we sound like old, like hillbillies.
You call a wife beater no more, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
What's this world coming to?
Oh, no wonder our wives don't listen anymore.
Gosh. Hey, so, Ryan, what are the name of those? This reminds me of fall big time. Like, it's either like big oak trees in the fall. They drop those little seeds that spin on the way down. You ever seen those?
The helicopter
things. I used to call them helicopters. Yeah.
What are they called? They're not oaks.
It's not oaks, but
yeah,
maybe maple trees. I don't know.
I don't think they're
chestnut trees.
Yeah. They're helicopter trees.
Helicopter trees. That's fall.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Anything else come to your guys' mind about autumn before I move on to the next?
You know, just real quick.
Yeah.
Living in North Carolina, we get a ton of leaves on the ground, always raking. Living in the Southwest growing up, I was always jealous. So you see the commercials during Thanksgiving or whatever, and they're raking leaves and the kids are jumping in it.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that would be so awesome. So when we moved here, I'd rake all the leaves into a big pile and, you know, let the kids jump in it and I'd throw them in it. And I was like, oh, this is great. Not remembering that I had three dogs at the time and didn't pick up before one kid comes up and it's squished on their face. Another kid on both elbows. It's like,
that's a landmine.
Beautiful memory.
It's not like on TV. Yeah. In Leavenworth, they have the Autumn Leaf Festival because they have festivals for everything, but so they have a parade, the Autumn Leaf Parade, and then they have the Autumn Leaf Princess. She's like a senior citizen, like the hottest senior citizen in the town.
That's disgusting. Go ahead.
it's nice. And they have an autumn, they have a play that the kids are in. So anyway, good times in Leavenworth and the beautiful fall colors.
That's a wholesome town. It is.
It is very wholesome. Yeah.
Do they do the fig leaf contest where they come out and have the fig leaf covering the
don't cover them up with dirndls, the whole thing with the suspenders. Okay. And
already were talking about the hottest senior citizen.
Yeah,
we're gonna lower than that. Why are we doing this?
You thought we could go low, we can go lower.
Did I say hot? I didn't mean to say
you said
hot,
the hottest.
Oh, dang, I meant to say the most beautiful senior citizen.
And that's why Rich said.
That's why I set you guys up. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Well, you know, Ryan, that's a good segue into our next topic. What else has changed besides the leaves? What else has fallen? What else has changed besides the leaves?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
See, for me, it's the amount of exercise and nutrition just to try to maintain, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you and Dusty got a birthday coming up in October. And it's so funny when you're younger, you're so excited for your birthday and celebration. And don't get me wrong. I'm thankful. I really am. And I look forward to the different seasons of my life and I can embrace those, but it's like, I'm not as excited each year because I'm like, oh man, I'm trying to just maintain what I got.
I know.
So right.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, for my 50th, my wife surprised me and flew us out to Vegas, and we spent 3 or 4 days there. On the flight home, I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm old enough. I don't need like big showy birthdays, and I'm good just with a meal I pick and, you know, a homemade cake. That's good. Have a couple beers and I'm all right.
You know, Jimmy, you brought up Vegas, and it's always like Vegas is one of those love hate things. Whenever I like on the way to Vegas, it's always like, yeah, you know, you see everybody in the, yeah, on the flight on the way there, they're all pumped up and happy and ordering drinks. But on the flight home, you know, everybody's got their dark sunglasses on and they're just like, they look like they're just angry at the world. It's like Vegas for me anyways, it's a 3-day town max.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I can't wait to get there on my way, but I like literally, I can't get out of there fast enough when I'm leaving.
Yeah, I think that was part of it too. I was just like, I can't do that, yeah, that anymore.
I know. Every time.
Just let me go to Chuck E. Cheese and spend my coins and have my pizza. That's all I need.
Speaking of birthday, shout out to my son. He turned 18 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Happy He's birthday. An adult.
Happy He's birthday.
He's an adult now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did That's you kick him to the curb and it's like, see you, son?
I joked about it, of course.
You have to joke about it.
I mean, you have to. Yeah, yeah. But I got into all these really deep thoughts, though. You know, it's like, you know,
yeah.
I had my oldest. He's 18. He's like, you're like a real person at that point. It's crazy.
Yeah. And you think, like, did I give him all my knowledge I had and raise him right? And
yeah, that took like 30 minutes, and that was
exactly what I've done.
I've passed on everything that's going to get passed on, yeah, all that knowledge.
That's what somebody said. It was like, you know why dads are always so quiet? Because they tell you everything you're going to need to know from them by the time you're 5. And then they're going to need to talk to you for the rest of the time of your life.
It's all silent. Like, yeah, a few words here and there.
That's hilarious.
My son gave me a hard time because I didn't teach him how to shave. Like, what? I thought you'd just pick it up. I mean, you saw me do it, right? I didn't think there was a technique or your
did
brother.
Anybody did anybody show you to shave?
No. Nobody showed
me. Neither.
Yeah. I remember one time I was after I was married, we were having like a little party at my house, and I was talking about how I hated shaving. It hurt so bad. And the guy said, why does it hurt so bad? Do you have a sharp razor? Yeah. He said, do you shave with your hair or against the grain? I was like, oh, he's against the grain. And that was it. I mean, because I don't know, you guys might do that, but when you go this way, it's, oh, it hurts so bad. But you go this way, I know that's obvious. I don't know. Did you guys know that? Do you guys do the shave with that?
Yeah, First of all, you're using a paper clip. What did you have in the hotel?
It was tweezers and a little
tweezers.
But that's not what I use normally.
He's going around going, you have something with a handle on it?
Life hack.
No, yeah. But when I shave, it's from ear to chin.
Interesting. This way. Okay. I just shave down like that. But do you ever shave up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I go down at first to get most of it, and then I go up.
Well, I would just start up. That's what I was doing. And it hurt like heck. And I didn't like shaving. And the guy said, well, just shave down. Oh, thanks, Dad. So, yeah.
I don't think I shaved till college anyway. So,
yeah. I don't think
I still can't grow a beard.
Yeah. I can grow one, but it's so itchy. I just can't stand it.
I remember when I was like 16, I'm like, I want a hairy chest. When's the hair on my chest going to come out? So I finally get a hairy chest. My back is just, it looks like I'm wearing a sweater. Like, you get, be careful what you wish for, because.
Yeah, I know.
It's a battle.
It is. And when you get older, the hair turns real coarse. Like, I get those in the eyebrow that, like, the really thick ones. I'm like, what the heck is that? I'm like a unicorn. Like, what is this, like, really thick?
It's like 5-gauge. It's like,
yeah, 5-gauge. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I get those out of there because those, like, start going straight out.
Are you guys getting that, like, really long forearm hair? Like, old man, long forearm hair? I have to cut mine like once every 2 months because like it'll grow to like 4 inches.
Really? It's
disgusting. Yeah. So I shave it all the way down. I
probably shave that too. Yeah.
You guys don't have that problem.
I guess not.
Dustin, I've seen your forearms. You are hairy.
They've always been like that, though. That's not any longer than it was.
Since I've known you. Huh. Like at 15, you were that hairy.
No, just my arms.
Yeah, Dusty, you had some pretty good. But yeah, I think I like at one point wanted hair on my arms like you had. I don't know why, but
I remember my grandparents got me an electric razor for Christmas one year, though, and it sat in the bathroom for a year before I even tried to use it.
Dang.
At 14.
No, I was older than that.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. You know what else has changed? You know what else has changed for Autumn is ear hair. Are you guys getting ear hair?
Oh, yeah. It's like compulsive. Yeah.
It's bad.
But I have like I have these things that do that, but like the little electric thing, but that doesn't really do it. Yeah. But it's weird because do I want to talk about ear hair? Do we want to? I think we can change the subject. You guys got me dialoguing on ear hair and I don't want to do it.
Tony, you mentioned like keeping up with your health.
Yeah.
Now that we're into the autumn, fall, that's when it takes off here in Phoenix. Like I'm stoked to be outside. And even on the days I'm not scheduled to run, I'm going to get outside with my kids and make them walk and do shit outside. So
nice.
That's the beauty of Phoenix, I guess.
Nice.
I have this kind of inner battle with fall because it feels like new beginnings. Like, okay, I had the gluttonous summertime and now I'm going to, you know, taper down. But then it's sweatshirt and sweater weather and like it hides my, you know, my fluff a little. And I'm like, I'll just wait until later.
put it off till next year. Yeah.
You see, I don't get reminded all the time. So,
but buy a new rash guard.
Yeah. It's just my rash guard. It's getting bigger and bigger. No, but I am. I'm doing this, those intermittent fasting stuff works pretty well. I'm not going to just dive in. I'm going to kind of taper down. And then when the summertime, I'm rip off the sweatshirt and then whoa, it's going to be like my little swim shirt, but real, like Tony's chest.
Right, Tony? Nice. Stop. Hey, is it about that time, Rich?
Of course it's that time.
Let's do that.
It is time to get to know the Flophouse crew. And we're actually going to do things a little different tonight. We've been talking about the fall in the 80s, and I thought we'd just kind of go around the horn, talk about our fondest memories of the fall season and growing up, and then we can just make fun of each other relentlessly. So let's get started. I want to go first. I think probably my fondest memories growing up a little bit north of Seattle, but in the fall, all the chestnut trees would drop all of their seeds, and they would like come in like a really spiky pod, but when they opened up, you had like this, it's a nut, it's a chestnut, and it's kind of waxy, and I don't know, it's about, I don't know, the size of a 50-cent piece. I don't know how to describe it any other way. But me and my friends used to get like a paper bag from like the store, and we would fill the whole thing up with chestnuts. So things packed full, and there was this street in my hometown called Big Fifth, and everybody used to like you know, we'd not ski down it, but we'd sled down it when it was covered with snow. But we'd go to Big Fifth and we'd dump out the bag of chestnuts, and it was a steep hill, and they'd start bouncing like really high and just get out of control. And we would wait for cars to start driving up the hill, and we'd dump it, and then we would run. And that was my favorite memory.
must be a Washington thing, because we did something similar. Like we'd pick up these, my kids would mainly, they'd be all about that. But we'd also do the other thing, because we'd have apple orchards out there in Washington. And so you'd still have apples on the trees. So on our property, there's several apple trees. So it's mainly my cousins. So I'm going to throw them under the bus. But they pick the apples and they put them on the highway that runs by our house, and just like a speed bump of apples. And then you hide in the bushes and you watch the cars go by, go get the apples. So. Yeah, not very nice. But
it was fun until that girl died at 16, slid off the road on apples. It was fun until then.
What do you expect from the pet assassin, Jimmy?
We see how he gets his kicks.
Yeah.
KMP.gov. Dark web.
Yeah, for sure.
So again, that's kind of my fondest memory. Ryan, you want to?
Yeah. So I was just tagging on yours, but I think one of my fondest autumn memories was, I think it was like the year COVID hit. That sounds funny, but
that's bright and shiny.
Doesn't sunshine today.
Sound good at all. But just hear me out. So my son just got back from his mission in Armenia. He came home and the family was together, you know, our entire family, lockdown city. But we were out in the wilderness, so it wasn't like we're locked in a house. We're just out doing things, you know, as a family, which is awesome. We even had church was canceled. So we had church in our pasture and all like our extended family would come and we'd just set up chairs in the field and the horses and the cows were out there and we'd have church out in the field. We didn't want to go back to regular church because it was so great to have church out in the pasture, out in the field.
100%. Yeah.
That was so fun. And then, one of the other memory was during Thanksgiving. I think it was Jesse got COVID. And then he passed it to everybody else except me and Eve. So we got out of Dodge, left the house, and went to the ranch cabin. And her and I were in the cabin by ourselves during Thanksgiving, which we didn't have all the food, but people brought us food because we didn't have any food. And so we watched The Floor is Lava like every episode. We played games. It was just me and Eve, and we watched all kinds of TV in the cabin. It was so fun. So such a special memory. That's cool. And then eventually, you know, we got back together with the entire family, but yeah, good times. So that was pretty special, even though, you know, I have to admit COVID was devastating for so many people and so many families. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there, but anyway, for me, it was, we did have some positive experiences. So.
I don't know if it was autumn, but it was, November. When we'd have football on Friday nights and then go have a bonfire, but actually have the bonfire because you needed the warmth. And you're just all standing close, listening to music, and some groups are singing. It was just, I don't know, a cool vibe.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah.
D&D guys started coming over to the bonfire.
Sacrificing.
Yeah. Richie hanging out with them. Pets.
Tony, how about you? Let's hear a fond memory.
You know, I have one, and then I have another one that came to mind when you and Ryan were talking about rolling and throwing stuff. So for me, everybody was back in school. So in Huntington Beach, it was great because you don't have to deal with all the tourists out there surfing and boogie boarding and playing in the water. It was just you and your buddies now who live there surfing. So it was great. It was always, you know, back then, you know, it went from super crowded to no crowds, and it was just you and your friends out in the water, and you know, you got it got a little crisp, so you were throwing your wetsuit on, and it was I have really fond memories of that, you know, walking across the sand, and the sand was starting to get a little chilly on your feet, and just that's fond memories I have of this time of year and my youth. And the other one is I have one silly story, and there was this guy named Steve who we all went to school with, and he lived in Willow Valley with me there. And on King Street, you would go down King Street, and then there was kind of a fork in the road in King Street, and it would kind of go down to Kingston, and then King Street would go straight all the way to the Dyke Road to the Willow Valley Marina. Well, in between there was like a bunch of brush and stuff, so me and Steve would go in there and we would take tumbleweeds and we would like roll them out on the road, and then we would run in the bushes and hide, and you know, cars would go by and hit the tumbleweeds, and me and him would be giggling in the bushes, you know. And so we're in there, and Steve's like, oh man, I have to take a dump, and I'm like, dude, don't do it here. And so it was, long story short, well, I go out and do a tumbleweed, and I'm not hearing Steve. Well, I put my tumbleweed out, and these young kids came by, probably 16, in their Jeep, and they must have saw me run back into the bushes, because then all of a sudden they're big, you know, like the KC daylights, the big lamps come into the bushes, and I take off running, and next thing you know, I see Steve, and he's got his pants around his ankles, and he's trying to run. He falls, he hits the ground, and now his pants are down, and they have these daylights just shining on him, and he's like, almost crying and putting his hands up, and just, I don't know why that memory sticks in my head. It was funny. I was dying laughing. He was kind of mad at me. Why'd you leave me? You know, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to stay there while your pants are pulled down. There's there's like headlamps shining on you, and all these teenagers are like laughing and pointing and making fun of you. I'm like, oh my gosh. But so that was one of my fun.
I believe everything in that story except the tumbleweeds.
No, it was, man. We took the tumbleweeds and we went.
I bet you got in the bushes.
I hear you, Jimmy. Jimmy, you know what? You're 100% right, Jimmy. We have young ones, and I just didn't want them to know what we were really throwing out into the road. Jimmy called me out and got me on that one. You're right, Jimmy. I PG'd the story a little bit. I must confess in front of the audience, it was not tumbleweeds. It was something a little bit more nefarious.
No.
Gosh.
Might have to edit that a little bit, guys.
I want to know Steve's last name, but I know we can't say it, but because
I'll let you guys know afterwards. You know exactly. He played football with us. He was in, I think he was in Richie's class.
Yeah.
So I know you guys were waiting for some warm, fuzzy story of me and my family and Autumn, but I don't know, man. It was just those were the things that came to mind.
Nice. Hey.
How about you, Dusty?
How about you, Dust?
Well, since my birthday is in October, like Ryan, a lot of fond memories, but the one that comes to mind involves a couple of you. My 21st birthday, spent a full week living it up. So we had a party at our apartment on 40th Street. The next day, Tony and I fly out to L.A. The day after that, we go see the Rolling Stones and Guns N' Roses.
Damn. Living Color.
And Living Color.
That was awesome. Never forget that, man. Great.
Fly back the next day. And then I think the day after that, me and Rich and a couple other people went and saw REM. And then flew back out to California up to my grandma's and played golf on the beach the rest of the week.
Man, wow. That's a good memory, Dusty.
That's a huge one.
Nice.
That was
your 25th, Dusty?
21st.
Oh, 21st. So yeah. Where was I? Oh, that was a year because I'm a year older.
You would have been 22.
Yeah, because do you remember my 21st, right?
Vegas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have pictures.
You know, Ryan, I actually bought some sports memorabilia because of your 21st birthday.
Really?
So I remember I was in the bar at the Tropicana, and the Dodgers were playing, and Kurt Gibson hit his famous home run, and that I'll never forget. That it was like the bartender's like looks up and he's like, drinks on me, and there's people dancing on the bar at the Tropicana, and everybody's hugging. It was just like it was such a neat, it like brought everybody together. Everybody was so excited. So I think it was for my 40th birthday. I'd always talked about that memory of your 21st birthday and Kurt Gibson hitting that home run and all the fun we had there. We had some sort of special something that your dad had given us where we could go eat, and everything was comped, and it was just, we had just a great time celebrating your 21st birthday. And so I would always talk about that. So for my I think it was my 40th birthday, I got a signed Kurt Gibson photograph, authentic MLB with the logo and everything of him, you know, like pumping his fist as he's rounding second, you know. So
nice.
Glad you brought that up. That's a great memory. Great.
I love watching that highlight on Instagram. I see that come up every once.
The whole story behind it. You know, he was hurt. Yeah. He was the captain of the team. He was down in the training room and he came up, kind of basically told Lasorda, I'm going in. And everybody, the whole team was going, oh no, why are we doing that? And it ended up going to like a 3-2 count, and everybody was on the edge of their seat, and he just kind of leans forward and hits it out. I'm not doing any justice. It was amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
It was. Was that actually on my birthday, October 13th? Or I don't remember when we were there.
That was on your birthday. And then the Dodgers won the World Series a week later on my birthday.
On your
birthday. We were out drinking on my birthday.
It was awesome. Awesome.
That's good. Crazy. Time. Cool.
That's cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I always think of watching that home run though, Tony, is you see the taillights of the people that were leaving Dodger Stadium.
Yes. Missed out on a historic moment.
All right, guys, that was Get to Know Your Floppers. I'm going to hand it back to Tony. We're going to keep her going.
So fall fashion, fall trends. What was your, do you have like a, do you have like a sweater that your family's like, or friends are like, that's awesome. Or your whole family kind of rolls their eyes when you break it out every year, or do you, are you the type that kind of, hey, I want to go see what kind of new fashion's out there and buy me a new, like, I like the sweater you got on today, Ryan. It looks very like REI or,
yeah, you know, thanks.
It's cool. So is there a, do you have like a go-to fall attire that you guys break out every year or not?
Closed-toed shoes. That's about as far as I go.
Oh, okay. Nice. Dust.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go, boy. Poor guy. You poor son of a guy.
So Dusty goes big with the closed toads. Okay. Yeah. I feel you, Dust.
Either Vans or Nikes. Yeah.
That's, I like both of those choices, brother.
So nice. I have a sweater that I've had forever. It's a green with like red 3-bit deer like going across it.
You know, that's back in now, Jimmy.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like for several years, I'd put on my wife and go, you're wearing that, huh? I go, yeah. And she'd go, okay. Then 5 years goes by, you know, me putting it on once or twice a year. And she goes, you got to give it up, dude. I said, why? And she goes, the store you bought it from is no longer in business. Eddie Bauer is gone. Take it off.
Oh, I like Eddie Bauer.
Oh, Eddie Bauer is the best.
I still have clothes from Mervyn's. Come on.
Mervyn's. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Wow.
That's digging back in the memory banks there. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that, man. That is so cool, Jimmy. Don't budge, man. Don't budge.
No.
Slap that thing on every fall. It's make it a tradition.
Totally. You know, I have some underwear like that.
Quitters? They're not quitters yet?
No, I have some Fruit of the Looms that I keep for like, I've had them since we were married. And because I won't get rid of them. I'll like wrap them up for my wife for Christmas because she hates them. She's like, why do you keep these around? Those are my workout undies.
Those are a stitch or two away from being a skirt.
Oh, man. They're the big old ones. Probably the ones we bought together, Jimmy, for our little show we put on. If you want to know what show we're talking about, you got to go back to episode 3. I don't know. But yeah, so I have them. And she always like, get rid of those things. But nope, I'm going to keep them in my underwear drawer for as long as I'm around because they just make me giggle.
That's what I like about this season of our life. We've come to the point where we do things just to irritate our family, you know, whether it's a dorky sweater or old underwear where the elastics work, you know, not working anymore, you know, it's like a hat or something that everybody's like, God, would you just stop with that? Nope. Not budging.
Ryan's going to pass out somewhere in public and they're going to take him to the hospital. They pull down his pants. They're like, oh my God, the poor guy's homeless.
No, I'm going to sign them. I'm going to sign those underwear and leave them in my will to my wife, I think.
There you go.
I'm just going to make sure I get my signature on those bad boys. Cause they're nice. They're the old school, like the really well-built undies, Fruit of the Looms.
Yeah.
They don't make them like they used to.
No. And you know that you've done something good when you've held on to something long enough to where it was in style, it's gone completely out of style, and then it's back in style again.
Yeah.
You know, when you've crossed that threshold, when you've stood on the edge of that mountain and crossed that precipice, you know that you've made it. You haven't even made it in life until you've had something that was totally in style, out of style, and then back in style again.
I cannot wait.
Tony, we're talking about underwear here.
That's right. Hey.
I can't wait to break out my MC Hammer pants. I have a pair still. I cannot wait to break those.
They're coming back, Jimmy. I guarantee.
I wish the baggy in the thigh, and they're really tight on the cat. Oh man, hey, I love them.
Where can you hold on to my bell bottoms?
Yeah,
with the carpenter loop, in case I need to carry a hammer with me.
That's right, Richie. You're not budging.
They'll be back in
for sure. They will. Sure.
I see them at those festivals already. Those like the festivals the kids go to
with corduroy. They're
already back. They're already back. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you walk,
know, just whoop, whoop. Making a full circle back to sweaters, you know, my kids like to thrift, and it's hard to find men's sweaters. They're like a hot item.
Oh yeah,
it's really hard to find men's sweaters. So, just baffles me. I think all the girls buy them. The teenage girls, they like dad sweaters.
Yeah,
I want a button up sweater to come back. the sweater,
like the cardigan,
not the vest, but the long sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. I have one of those bad boys.
Is it That's in?
Awesome. No, it's not in. It's actually ugly. It's I wear it to ugly Christmas sweater parties. Oh. It's like black with sequins reindeers on it, but it's a cardigan, straight up.
Is it a thing with sweaters that they just kind of shrink around here? They get small there because all my favorite sweaters have shrunk.
Yeah, I think I think you're right, Rich. That's exactly what happens. They shrink.
I think it's
middle.
A wool thing, like a merino wool thing.
Yeah,
they just
yeah. tighten up. But my t-shirts do the same thing. So I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's just sweaters. I think. Come to think of it, my button-up dress shirts do that too. Dang, I don't know what it is.
You know what makes it even more depressing is that you can't even really wear sweaters that long here in Phoenix. So it'll be a brand new dope-ass sweater from like Banana Republic. It was probably 60, 80 bucks. And all of a sudden it shrinks in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it. I got it. There's no reason to hang on to it.
Yeah.
I ain't going back.
You really got to do something about that material. You really got to do something about that material, Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be a warning label.
They should. Exactly.
Do you remember this on every time you eat Fat Boy?
I hate that when you get ready to go out and you have like a nice button up shirt on, you go out to eat, and then by the end of the meal, it's got that like little an opening. It looks like it's like your buttons are trying to burst. It's like you can now you can see your belly button. You know, it's exposed because the material is so stressed. You know, it's like
My wife and I were going out somewhere fancy one time, and I don't wear dress shirts very often for my work or whatever. Put on a dress shirt. I'm like, it's really short in the sleeves. I'll just roll them up. So we get out. We have to have our picture taken. She's like, roll down your sleeves. Look nice. I'm like, nah, they're good. She rolled them down and buttoned them. They were halfway up my forearm.
She's like, I was going to say they're mid-forearm.
What is wrong with you? Why did you wear this? And I said, honestly, I just didn't want to change.
Jimmy, you got to tell her it's just a baseball cut, babe. It's a new thing.
It's a new fad.
Yeah, baseball cut.
Yeah. I got into, I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast. If I did, you can cut me off. But I got into, they have the, what is the name of the shirt? Untucked. You know, where they're made for Untucked. And I got all into that and I have some, but I don't know. It makes it look like you, it's kind of like a man muumuu. Because. You know, you see the women that get older and they just wear muumuus, and that's kind of what it looks like. I don't know. Maybe after I tighten up a bit, it's gonna look good. But right now, just like I got my muumuu on.
You got to wear your rash guard under it, Ryan, and just kind of leave it unbuttoned a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Leave it unbuttoned. Get a gold medallion. Yeah. Okay. I'm good. I'll do that.
Does your guys' family decorate for the fall? So, and let me just preface it with this. So. Lynette decorates for everything. I mean, it could be Armistice Day or, you know, anything. And it's like, hey, hon, can you go out in the garage and grab the tote? It could be a random, any kind of day. It's like,
Tony, I have to interject. What do you, how do you decorate for Armistice Day?
She lights on the what's the hearth. And
I don't even know what that is, actually, now that I say it. What is that?
Brings out the. I don't know. I don't either, Ryan. I don't even know what half the things we decorate for are.
That's. I think it's the plant a tree.
Yeah.
No, that's Arbor Day.
No, are you sure? It's not. Armistice just sounds so familiar.
Military. Yeah, I think it's some military assigning of a tree.
Something to do with the war,
something.
I think.
Yeah. That's what East I'm saying.
Treaties, maybe.
It's like they have
hopefully
all these.
Hopefully, listeners can help us out on this one.
She has. Exactly. She has all these arbitrary like days. It's like. There's totes just stacked up into the garage all the way to the ceiling of all these. They're all labeled. And can you pull that one out? And it's like, oh, yeah, I'll go get it. And, you know, you bring it out and it's like, okay, babe, you know, but so does any of your family decorate for the fall?
We decorate for Halloween.
Okay.
So on one of the shelves out in the garage, we have maybe like 3 or 4 skeletons that I just plant into the rocks out in the front yard. Nice. And then I'm just like done.
Yeah. You sound like me, Rich. I'm kind of like over it. I've been doing it for so many years. It's like, just throw a couple. Is there any kind of like big things I can just get, so I don't have a ton of stuff and I can just throw that out on the lawn or throw it over here? It's like, I'm so over it at this point in my life. I mean, I know that sounds bah humbug and I'm sorry, but It's like, how many miles do you think we've logged carrying totes and getting up on ladders and stringing stuff in the yard? I mean, we should have a journeyman's patch for that. You know, yeah. We should get patches like the Boy Scouts for how many times you've, you know, decorated. And
I feel so sorry for my youngest daughter because, like, I went all out for all my kids. And then, like, I just found out last 4th of July, she never lit fireworks off. And I'm like, what? How did I miss that? And then she told me, Dad, we've never cut jack-o'-lanterns. I'm like, what? Seriously? So I just forget that she didn't experience. Like, I'm so done.
You're the youngest, honey. It doesn't matter anymore.
Gosh, it's terrible. But here in Utah, man, people get into Halloween huge. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you pan our neighborhood and they've got 50-foot like skeletons and cobwebs and lights, and we have one pumpkin sitting on our front porch. That's the extent of it right now. So yeah, but my wife,
Ryan, consider yourself lucky though, because like I said earlier, we have a autumn fall container where I come out and it's like the
Armistice Day, by the way, is when the treaty was signed to stop World War One.
Right. Oh. So we bring out the container of you know, the peace sign and all that stuff, Jimmy, with you know, guns and a peace sign, no more war. We got a container for everything, Jimmy. I kid you not, man.
I was pretty close on that one.
Throughout Armistice Day.
I did, because it's like because I say that because we have the fall autumn container, and so we've got the maple leaves and all that theme, and then take it in, it's Halloween now. It's like, wait, aren't they kind of like a blend of
you just blend those.
So anyway,
well, sorry. I know we like leave our Christmas tree up, like in Washington especially, we leave our Christmas tree up and then we decorate our Christmas tree with Valentine's. We have Valentine's.
I love that idea.
Yeah, and then St. Patty's Day, you got the St. Patty's Day ornaments. Just keep your Christmas tree up.
We went to somebody's house one time and they had, like, you know, the autumn decoration, which is like corn stalks and like different colored corn hanging.
Corn aplenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's us, Jimmy.
I walked out and I said, nice Halloween decorations. The lady got all mad. Like, that's not Halloween. It's for autumn.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I thought too, Jimmy. I thought they just kind of like blended in like all of the fall and all of the kind of autumn holidays, you know?
Well, when they really screw you up is when they put a couple pumpkins by it. So it's like, I know pumpkin is Halloween.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Play with my emotions like this lady.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you don't know what a friggin' pilgrim is?
Dude? Yeah. Exactly.
What's your problem?
We got the little, and for Thanksgiving, we got the little pilgrims and the Indians up on the hearth. It's like, oh man, come on. Kill me with this, babe. What about you, Dust? Any decorations?
Not only do I not have decorations, I haven't even handed out candy for Halloween for like 8 years.
Ooh.
The
lights off.
Well, yeah. But I'm not even here.
You're one of those people.
No, my daughter-in-law's birthday is on Halloween. And we've just, for the last 8 years, gone over there and gone trick-or-treating with the kids. Okay. So we're not even here for it.
Gotcha.
And then grandpa's got to take his cut from the kids when they're done.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So what we do for Halloween is we have a little metal fire pit. We'll take it to the end of the driveway so the kids don't have to walk up to the driveway to the house, and we'll get a cooler out there, some lawn chairs, and pass out candy. And like we have probably like 4 or 5 neighbors join us, and it's pretty cool.
That's a good time. Make fun of all the little kids. Just kidding. You don't do that.
Wait, Ryan?
I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
I do sometimes. They have pets. Yeah.
Our last topic, any fall dishes? Like, Dusty, you got any fall dish recommendations for the listeners out there, man? Get our palate.
I just saw that on the spreadsheet today. I'm like, oh wow, I guess I have to come up with something.
Don't act. You know you have something in your back pocket.
Don't make it pumpkin spice or I hang up.
It's not.
He goes, go to the store and get a Marie Callender's pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
So since I did see that, I did write a few things down because it's like always during the summer. I think of this stuff like, oh, we should make this. And I was like, no, that's like more winter things. So we do roasted lamb shanks or short ribs.
Mm, you're highbrow, Dusty.
Nice. Wow.
Well, Tony, you like this one. Pork and green chili stew.
I do like that, Dusty.
Oh,
yes. I do like that.
And then a lot of pastas with red sauce, just because it's, you know, a little heavier. You can add red wine to it.
Mm. Nice.
Making me hungry, Dust.
Mm. We can hear it. His voice went up like two octaves. What's going on?
I can't eat pasta without like good garlic bread.
Mm. Really?
The best way
it's
to
not
do
a
it?
Meal without bread.
Yeah.
And no. Pasta.
Carbon up for a run.
Yep.
Carbon up. Vulcan
no,
season.
No, I have a question for you, Rich. When you do your garlic bread, do you there's two ways that I've known to do it. One is you slather some butter on it, a little bit of garlic salt, and then some fresh garlic on the top. Put it in the broiler for till it the edges get a little brown. That's one way. The other way is you get the garlic flavored butter spread and you spread it on the top and do it that way. What's your go-to, Richie?
What you need to do is you get five or so cloves of garlic. Ooh. And you put it in olive oil on the stovetop and you let that cook for a bit and soften. And then you can strain out those cloves until they're just soft and they come apart and you smush it together and then you put it on the bread. Ooh. Then you toast it. God, Dustin, you're dang. Shaking your head. What am I doing wrong?
Dang, talk to me. I that sounded good.
Chop the garlic. Good. Chop the garlic.
Chop it.
But do the same thing you're doing. And then it flavors the oil with garlic flavor too. So you don't even need butter. You just brush the oil and the garlic on the bread.
Okay, so you're all doing it wrong. All of you are doing it wrong.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do in North Carolina?
Take a full head thing of garlic, cut off the end, put olive oil on it, salt and pepper, put it in foil, roast it for like 45 minutes to an hour. Take it out, squeeze the garlic out, mix it with butter and salt, put it on the bread, a little Parmesan cheese, put it under the broiler. Voila.
Damn. Who would have known you guys are such garlic bread aficionados?
Yeah, I know. I got one for you guys.
Okay.
So you go to the store and they have the silver packages.
Yes.
Those are the ones you buy. They're so good. You just cook those up, heat them up, and boom,
bam.
Yeah, so, but no, like that sounds good. You guys are amazing.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, Dust.
Yeah.
Good ideas there.
Thanks, Dusty. We got any mail in the mailbag this afternoon?
We absolutely do. We're going to talk about the mailbag.
I
never know where that goes. Inside. I'm always going to sing to that, but I can't.
Yeah.
Let's jump into it. Let's rip through this. Okay. At Method Acting, and that's capital M-E-T-H. Yikes. At Instagram writes, love the workplace episode. I watched the highlights and Jimmy looks like Walter White in a community theater's production of Breaking Bad.
I think that's
kind of a call.
Not
too
far off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except you're handsomer, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah, totally. So much handsomer.
Ryan, you just made that a little weird, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I just caught on to the train.
See if there's anything going to follow that.
I started so to handsome. Blush.
I saw that, Jimmy.
Jimmy's so handsome.
So supple. Mindfreak at Gmail writes, Tony looks like a bad street magician. That's just straight shooting from Mindfreak.
Wow. Like it. You know, I just have to call out, Tony, you're having a really good hair day. It's your hair is just looking cool.
Almost like Chris Angel.
Yeah, it's like got these little bang shoots coming down, hanging in the forehead. It just makes it look so cool. So anyway.
I did the get out of the shower shake thing and just kind of let it do what it does, baby.
Yeah. I have to like braid mine together on the top and have that one down. And it takes a long time to make it look like that. But yeah, anyway.
On your wig?
I have some hair up there. It just, you know,
you're balder than I am, my friend.
No, I can make it go like that. See, watch. I show you. See that right there? I can make that go in my forehead.
Dude, that's pert near Tony.
Yeah,
pert it looks silky. Looks like Tony. It looks silky and healthy though, Ryan. It really does.
It is. It's really fine.
When it gets longer, he's gonna curl it around the front of his head.
I love it. Next up, at Conspiracy Idiocy on Instagram writes, Rich looks like he argues passionately that the world is flat. That is untrue, Mr. Idiocy. Though I would argue.
Frisbee shape, maybe.
maybe Bigfoot is real. I don't know. But Earth is flat. No, that's not one I'm going to get.
You're not a flat earther.
No way.
He's a Bigfooter.
I'm a Bigfooter. I like Bigfooters.
When I was a kid, I was all into Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. I thought that was such cool listening to that.
Totally. Yeah.
My two biggest fears in life were quicksand and walking through the woods and meeting Bigfoot. For some reason, as a kid, I thought quicksand was going to just take me.
I know. I was so scared of quicksand.
If I was walking somewhere like this.
I think it was Gilligan's Island. They made those. Quicksand. Yeah, they had the quicksand episode. Oh, man, it scared me.
I wanted a rope to carry with me, but my mom was like, "You're going to school, you weirdo."
If I did have to go down in quicksand with a Gilligan's Island character, it would have been Marianne, though.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
Marianne, yeah. I think so. Ginger, just a little too highbrow for me.
Yeah.
She's a little too blingy.
What? No Mrs. Howell?
She's all experienced.
Jimmy.
I'm with you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel bad if I had to stand on her shoulders to get out.
I see where you're going with that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm staying with you.
Yeah, me too. Next up, Tinkle Time at Yahoo writes,
"Oh boy,
Ryan is probably the type of dad on vacation that has reviewed where the cleanest restrooms are. He also schedules bathroom breaks in his itinerary."
Is that true, Ryan? No, it's so not true. Like, I'm the opposite. Like, I don't even give bathrooms a second thought. And I definitely don't care how dirty they are. I'm just going to go no matter what. So yeah. Wow. Sorry, they missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, sorry.
No paper on the toilet
seat. Go.
Just go right to it.
Yeah. Ooh, quick question, Ryan. Out there in Leavenworth, do you just every once in a while walk out on your property and let it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Outside.
I do.
Something about outside makes you feel close to nature, huh?
Yeah. I do a lot.
Just curious. Want to make sure we're on the same page.
I pee in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a shirt that says I pee in the woods. No, actually, I lie. I don't know why I just lied. I did lie about that. I want a shirt that says I pee in the woods, but I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
It's like my tumbleweed story.
When you want to pee in the woods, do you lay down and pee?
Whoa, Ridge.
Whoa. That's so weird, Ridge.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Next up, Aging Tuna Boat. Hey, they're back. We got a repeat. Aging Tuna Boat at Mindspring writes, "Hey, Flophouse crew, the podcast is getting better and better. That said, I'm getting the vibe that Dustin seems like he knows how much time it takes to dig a shallow grave and at what temperatures bones turn to ash."
Wow. Do you know about that, Dust?
Dusty.
If anybody on the podcast would know something, maybe. It would be Dusty.
That's a pause if I've ever heard one.
Dusty, that scares me.
Good.
I just want to thank Adrian King about that's a keep up the good feedback.
Thank you.
Tuna. Next up, my pants aren't your pants. Hey, another return feedback writer. Thank you. Nice. In high school, Tony loved family reunions, or he put it, a target-rich environment.
What?
Nice, Tony. I think my pants aren't your pants might be a friend.
What's up? Maybe they know me really well.
Tony's the only guy that went to his family reunion to pick out chicks.
Hey. What? When you're younger, you know, you don't know the difference.
Oh my gosh. Moving on. Stoner420weedfarm at Gmail says, "My favorite Flophouser is Jimmy." Nice. You got a fan, Jimmy.
Understandable.
Is that your brother?
They said, "I bet he smells like bong water and Lay's dill pickle potato chips."
Jimmy?
They're half right.
Okay. Wow.
I love the dill pickle chips.
Glad you clarified.
Yes, me too.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Let's keep going on this. Metro Sensual Man, again, another repeat emailer, writes, "Rich reminds me of a guy who drinks his beer through a straw, but has no problem sucking ranch dressing stains off his shirt." I know we've all done that. So
I don't think that's a big deal, Rich.
Yeah.
Wait, the candle get your lips dirty? Is that why you drink through a straw? Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, for sure. It goes quicker, too. That's a fact. Drinking beer with straws, it's a fact. Okay, moving on.
odatass@gmail.com writes, Dustin doesn't talk much on the podcast. I wonder how many times Dustin has been hung up on because they think the call was dropped on his end. Dust.
Dusty.
Oh, that ass.
He wants to know Dustin, too.
How ironic.
That is.
Okay. Quickly, last one. Podunk Townie on Snap writes, so Ryan actually likes Wham. This is surprising. I thought his musical tastes were limited to bands that use spoons, a mouth harp, and a washboard as lead instruments.
Whoa.
Well, I do like those two. Yeah.
They forgot the washboard, Richie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Any truth to that, Ryan?
Yeah, I can play the spoons.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
I love it. You have just a broader sense of musical.
Yeah, I do.
Taste, so
crap. Yeah. Spans the gamut. Yeah, for sure.
Nice. Well, thank you, everybody. Continue the great emails to hello@the80sFlophousePodcast.com. I appreciate everybody listening in. Please do subscribe and download our episodes, and we'll see y'all on the flop side.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.